the draft a week tomorrow, free agency a couple of weeks away. Here's Hockey Hall of Famer and Florida Panthers senior advisor to the president of hockey operations, friend of the show, Chris Pronger. What's happening, Chris?
What's going on, fellas? How are you?
We're doing pretty well, man. The calm before the storm is pretty quiet in the NHL right now, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Well, everybody's just tracking Ovi's partying.
What did you make of that?
I love it. And by the way, I think he deserves it with the amount of trash he's taken over the last 13 years or so.
Yeah.
He's making up for lost time, and I have no problem with it. He should be basking in the glory.
I agree. I wasn't sure if you went to Ovi's levels when you won the cup, but that's the thing. I still believe the Stanley Cup has a chaperone because of guys in the 80s and the early 90s. Like, this Ovi stuff is nothing compared to what those guys could tell stories about.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact that the cup went missing for days on end at certain points in time is the reason why they have the cup keeper and all the rest of that stuff. So it was in, I think it was in the back of Guido Fleur's trunk for like 4 days.
With a dead body by accident.
For Hongs, do you think teams can, it might preach patience? I know it's kind of, everybody says it's a copycat league, but if you look at Ovi and the Caps, teams that are quality teams that are looking to make changes, you just say, you know what, we just got to keep going year after year and hopefully this group can break through?
Well, I think you have to be very strategic in the moves that you make. Obviously, they lost Johansson earlier, in the summertime, mainly more cap-related, but that opens up a slot for Lars Eller to take on a bigger role, and Jay Beagle gets slotted indifferently, and then Kuznetsov, and it goes all the way up the line. And also, you look at the players that they have that are their stars, they've now matured that much more. They've gone through all the strife. You know, it's almost like you listen to Ovi talking about, we don't want to suck this year. I'm leaving a few expletives out. But yeah. I think they got to that point where they're like, okay, we need to lay it on the line here. I'm sick of going over the world championships. Yes, I go every year, but I'm sick of going. I want to win here. And, you know, I think you saw a determined group and, you know, led by Ovi, and Holtby stepped up after being on the pines the first couple games against Columbus. You know, the defense core, everybody kind of stepped up their game and really provided a jolt. You know, you look at, we always talk about the top two lines normally are going to cross each other out in when you get best on best at this point in the season. It's the bottom two lines. It's the depth players. It's the Lars Ellers, the Devontae Smith-Pellys, the Jay Beagles of the world stepping up and scoring big goals or creating opportunities or playing with a physical presence or whatever it is. Providing your team that energy and enthusiasm that you need at this time of year. Guys are banged up, they're tired, they're hurt. You need other players to come into the lineup and inspire the group sometimes. And they were able to get that from a lot of different players.
You think that could possibly be a trend this summer? Everybody's saying, I got to go find me a Devontae Smith-Pelly, a guy that's bounced around or Eller that was in Montreal and just discarded. It's just, I don't know, it just seems like you watch that and it's like you look at that lineup and you almost look at it on paper and you're like, that's not really impressive to look at, but they got the job done. We got to go get ourselves some of these guys.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily that easy. I think there's got to be a certain fit. I've played with guys, you've played with guys. They fit in on certain teams, and when they go to other teams, they just don't fit. It doesn't make sense. They're not slotted properly, or the slot's not there. Somebody is making more money in a certain position, and therefore they're getting that role. And it's hard. You know, Johansson would have been the third-line center. They had to trade him for cap reasons, so Eller gets it. I think he was playing left wing before that and all, you know, different positions throughout the course of his time in Washington. It's not that simple to kind of slot guys in. We talk about, I hear you guys always talking about Vegas and kind of how they've set up their team. I mean, they had a blank slate. They were able to kind of pick and choose. And by the way, it's not like before in the early 2000s and early 90s where you're getting the 18th or 19th best player on their team. They're getting the ninth best player. Or in some cases, they're not taking that player. They're getting a prospect and a pick or two players that they like maybe even more than the player that they're passing on. So it really just comes down to availability of ice time, opportunity. Some players are able to step up. Some people have matured enough through their development process and understanding of how they need to play to be successful. I think that's one of the reasons why Vegas was so successful. They had no rookies on their team. They've all either played in the minors a year or two or been in the NHL long enough to understand what's expected of them, how they need to play. There was really no teaching involved there. It was go out, work hard, compete. You look at the way they played, there was no secret how they played. They rolled four lines and played at such a high tempo, the teams just couldn't keep up.
With Hall of Famer Chris Pronger, again, free agency opening up.
We don't have to say that every time.
Well, I think he likes it.
Like, Jesus.
You like that, don't you, Prongs?
Who's available out there?
We can just say Chris Pronger.
All right, some guy named Chris Pronger. Well, it kind of ruins my whole preamble for the next question, because I was going to say...
Every time you're like, Hall of Fame, I'm like, come on.
All right, well, you get in the Hall of Fame, and I'll call you a Hall of Fame.
There's no chance. I got no chance.
Exactly.
Carry on.
All right, well, I was going to ask you about being a free agent and being a sought-after free agent. When you roll into the summer... Like Tavares is about to approach that, John Carlson, other guys like that. As a player, was that nervous? Were you nervous? Was it exciting? I mean, what was that process like being a week and a half out, knowing a bunch of teams were going to offer you a lot of money and a lot of term, and you had to pick someone at some point?
I'm going to tell you right now, I never, ever got the opportunity to be an unrestricted free agent.
Really?
So I don't know how these guys are feeling. I can imagine. Knowing kind of where they're coming from, obviously John Carlson just coming off winning a Stanley Cup and spending 8 years in Washington. John Tavares, same thing in the island, not winning. But I think the guy that might want to move the most would be Tavares, just based on he can now kind of, I don't necessarily think it's going to be about the money because he's going to get the same similar offers from around the horn, so to speak, and really, I think he needs to try to find the right fit for him if it's not New York. And Carlson, I think he's probably thinking, wow, we just won. I'd love to be able to stay. I think you've come this far. I think you got to listen to offers to understand kind of how Stamkos did. Listen to offers, see where the league is at, see where teams are at, look at the fit. I think for most of these guys, it's really got to be about what fits for them, what fits for their family. Lifestyle, living, if they have kids, if they don't have kids, if they're married, all that kind of stuff. It gets a little bit more difficult when you start bringing wives and kids and schools and all that kind of stuff into it. But a lot of these guys are young enough that I don't think it really matters. So I think at this stage, they've come this far. They're not signing now. I mean, you might as well just listen to teams and see what's out there.
Yeah, you just mentioned a lot of different factors coming into it. In light of what happened in Philadelphia with Brian Colangelo and the news recently with Mike Hoffman and his fiance and Erik Karlsson, I mean, would it
alleged.
Be... Alleged, you're right.
Has that been proven?
No, we're going to have to say, and we'll use the word alleged. But
yes.
Have you guys, internally in Florida, have you maybe have to send out a memo to some of these guys at any level, to with burner accounts on Twitter or to be smarter in social media? Like, is that something now, I think, that has to be addressed with every organization moving forward because that's the world we live in?
Well, I think for the most part, I think a lot of these young kids understand they're under the microscope, understand the power of social media. As I'm going to call myself an old fart because as it relates to technology, I am. And all this stuff, thank God none of this stuff was out there when I was playing.
I know.
But I just think a lot of them understand it. If all this stuff is true, oh boy. But obviously it'll get addressed. And it does get addressed at the various Players Association meetings and all the rest of that stuff. And our opening training camp, I'm sure there'll be a small blurb on social media and presence and whatnot. I know when I was playing in Philly and Twitter was just coming out and some of these things, I told James Van Riemsdyk to get off Twitter. I told Briz to get off Twitter. I'm like, you don't need to pay attention to these people. They don't even know they're talking about, and they don't even know you. They're just some guys sitting in their basement in their Barca lounger typing off certain things because they're watching you on TV. And you really have to be careful. You have to kind of sit back and really kind of build a solid base of your family and friends and coaching staff and teammates and your little core group of people that you trust and really appreciate their knowledge of the game and really take to heart kind of what you're presenting to the public. I don't think people realize that it's out there and it's not going away. So you got to really be careful and be sure you really want to put out there what you're going to put out there.
Prongs, we can't continue to throw lob balls at you. We have to ask you at least one difficult question.
Deep.
Watching Marchessault and Riley Smith play this year, I mean, it must have been difficult. You guys, it could have really meant the difference for you, maybe getting in the playoffs or not, having some help up front like that.
Yeah, I think there's obviously a number of different factors for that. I think the year that the team had last year, there was a lot of turmoil amongst the group with all the various things that were going on prior to my arrival and prior to Dale getting back in charge. And, I would imagine if we had a do-over, we'd like to change the decision, but it is what it is. And we can sit here and listen to the media talk bad about us and talk bad about the organization and how could they let them go. But at the end of the day, they're gone. They're not coming back. So we got to figure out what we need, how to move forward and get better as the Florida Panthers organization, as our team moving forward, our players, how we can best support the players we have and improve on the season we have. I mean, we can't dwell on all the – everybody makes mistakes. If you want to go through every GM's moves and pick apart everything they've done, I'm going to tell you right now, as there's 31 GMs currently in the league, every single one of them would love a do-over.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't get them. You got to turn the page, let it go, and continue to move forward and build your team and try to get better. We've got a number of great building blocks in our organization and our team, and we're going to continue to do that in Dallas next week at the draft and hopefully get a number of high-end prospects that can help the Florida Panthers get to where we want to be. And obviously that's where Washington is this year in winning a Stanley Cup.
Was that code for I had nothing to do with that decision?
No, I just think it is. I didn't. It was pre-me, but, I mean, it is what it is.
We're going to blame it on Caber and his tight pants.
Because yeah, his bald head.
I think at the end of the day, you got to turn the page. Like,
yeah,
I mean, some people just got to get past it. Oh, my God, every time somebody scores a goal, oh, my God, how they let him go. Deal with it. You know what? Nobody talked about Dadnov getting 65 points. I mean, he had the same number of points as Riley Smith, but nobody ever mentioned that. Like, who cares? Yeah. It is what it is. They're not there anymore. Turn the page. Get over it.
That's a Hall of Fame mentality.
Exactly.
Hall of Fame mentality.
Holy, that's how Hall of Famers
make me.
That's how Hall of Famers bring
get
the
heat. Get this guy off the phone.
See you later.
Appreciate it, buddy.
And by the way, Noodles, that was a sick picture on Instagram today.
Thank
really
you.
Really nice low earlobes. And
well,
a nice
you know.
Did you use Jim Carrey's salad bowl from Dumb and Dumber, or how did you do that?
I was just talking about how on Instagram I keep things private, and so nobody's ever going to be able to see that other than the five people that follow me.
That's not good public. It has to
maybe
go public.
I'll put it out on Twitter later now. Because
you should. I think you should because you look really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Prongs. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Good luck.
There's
Take care.
Chris Pronger, former player and now Panthers senior advisor.
Hall of Famer.
Down in Florida. I just think it sounds better.
I put it up and deleted it right away because I was like, Steph thought it looked good, but I was like, nah. It's just a picture. You know, it's like Throwback Thursday or whatever. I was going through storage the last couple of days. I've gone up there just to kind of
just
go through.
Memory lane, huh?
Well, my brother, actually my oldest brother, kept books, logs of every one of my seasons in the NHL, and he labeled them. So I had them in this giant box, and I was going through some stuff, and it was like early career stuff, but it had like grade three pictures of me. And I took a photo of it.
Super fan, your brother, super fan.
Yeah, my oldest brother. But it was very nice of him.
That's very cool.
But it was. I took a picture of it and sent it to Steph, and because the face that I look like is like our daughter looks like that face now. I said, hopefully she grows out of it.
All right, Owen and I, we'll take a look at it.
You guys, you can decide.